call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I think we do have a few adjustments. Would you review them for us, please?
There are a few, Mr. Chairman. The first is we've received a request for, under other business, for Cardinal Grove Amenities Plan, which is reference 2020-11. We've received a request from the engineer that that be removed from the agenda from other business for this evening's meeting. The second is we have received a letter that relates to the public hearings for CZ1978 and CU2299. These are the change of zone and conditional use applications, Mr. Chairman, for Warren Munro and David Rawbar. The request is to remove them from the agenda as those applications are requested to be withdrawn. And with those, there is a corresponding future land use map amendment request as well. Staff suggestion would be to remove that also if those applications are not proceeding. I understand that the applicant's attorney is here if there are any questions in relation to that. The final request, Mr. Chairman, is from staff in relation to the order of old business. Subdivision 2022-01 Henlopen Properties LLC is listed as the first of those four applications, and staff would suggest that it be moved to the 5th in that sequence.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Keep it straight.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anyone here this evening for change of zone number 1978, Warren Munro and David Rohrbach, or conditional use number 2299, Warren Munro and David Rohrbach, or the ordinance to amend the future land use plan, none of that is going to be heard tonight. So if you came just for that, you're free to go. Otherwise, you're welcome to stay just as long as we do. Okay, our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 10th, 2022 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there were any changes, they would be as circulated. So,
make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 10th, 2022 meeting.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 10, 2022 meeting as presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, on to other business. First item of other business is the subdivision 2021-27 Lands of Borders final subdivision plan.
Application 2021-27, the Lands of Borders final subdivision plan. This is a final subdivision plan for the Lands of Borders major subdivision of 9.283 plus or minus acres parcel of land into two, including residual land, to be located on the east side of Herons Crossing. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel District 531, map 7.00, parcel 1.00, Zoning District MR, Medium Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-27 Lands of Borders, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2021-27 Lands of Borders. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a Verizon cell tower, DOV Horse Island, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of a 150-foot cellular communications monopole to be constructed within a compound that includes a 6-foot safety fence. This project received a special use exception from the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of November 1st, 2021. The monopole will be in addition to a site with existing improvements. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 26. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to the Verizon, make a motion to approve the revised final site plan for the Verizon Cell Tower DOV Horse Island.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Verizon Cell Tower DOV Horse Island. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Long Neck Back Bay Center revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the conversion of a 15-foot by 50-foot loading space into outdoor seating for a restaurant. The 750-square-foot area was previously approved as a loading space on the final site plan that was approved for the construction of the existing 9,900-square-foot retail space. Because no other formal loading space is proposed, the applicant has requested that this revised final site plan be waived from the loading space requirement that is listed in Section 115-167 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Otherwise, the revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 235.01. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial, and staff are awaiting a few agency approvals.
So one question is, I mean, I don't have a problem with this. I'm sure there's a reason why we have a loading zone code requirement. I just don't know what it is.
Correct. So for each unit, there must be at least one specific space specifically dedicated for loading purposes and to be shown on a plan. The intent of that was to essentially prevent servicing and loading from on street. So as long as there is a facility within the site that can be accessed for each unit, that is what staff look for in plan review. So
this one's okay then? This is not, they're not going to be out on, what is it, 24?
Ms. Stevenson, I was informed that while the loading space was proposed, they really haven't ever used it because they have larger trucks that come through, so the truck can't really pull into the site and back out. So far, they've just been using the rear of the building and pulling up beside the building, and that's how it's been, how the site has been functioning in the past, so.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. Then that's all. I make a motion to approve the revised final site plan for Long Neck Back Bay Center with rest by staff.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Long Neck Back Bay Center, subject to the staff's receipt of all other pending approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, the next item on the agenda actually appears on our agenda twice. Is that two different things for blessing?
I should have attended to that at the start of the meeting, Mr. Chairman. You are correct. There is only one item, and it appears to have been duplicated. So we only need to act on it once.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Lucky for us.
Okay, our next item is Blessing Greenhouses and Compost Facility Incorporated Preliminary Site Plan.
Preliminary site plan. This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of multiple structures relating to the greenhouse and composting operations of Blessing Greenhouse and Compost Facilities, Inc. The 31.95 plus or minus acre site currently hosts greenhouse structures totaling approximately 25,000 square feet and various concrete slabs totaling approximately 100,000 square feet. The plan proposes phased improvements of five structures totaling 143,179 square feet, a 23,270 square foot elevated filtration pad, and paved interior parking and circulation with a net development area totaling 25 acres plus or minus. The site plan includes improvements associated with conditional use CU number 2071, approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting on August 8th, 2017, via ordinance number 2514. The plan consists of three phases, and the proposed uses include greenhouse operations, composting, soil blending, bagging of poultry byproducts, potting of soils for trucking, and wholesale distribution. The plan proposes the provision of 18 parking spaces and designated loading areas adjacent to each proposed building. Additionally, the plan includes a 25-foot wide landscape buffer along both the frontage on Draper Road, as well as all portions of the proposed development area which are not wooded areas. Zoning is the Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 230, Map 15.00. Parcel 34.00 and part of District 230, Map 15.00, Parcel 35.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So my question on this one is, shouldn't this be a hearing? Didn't we have
we'll give you the answer.
If I can assist, so as part of conditional use 2071, there has been engagement with the applicant's attorney, and there's been significant back and forth following that. As part of the process, they are required to bring back a site plan to be reviewed and considered by the commission as a site plan only following that. So I understand the applicant's attorney is here to explain some of the back and forth, and I think myself and Mr. Robertson can assist if the commission was to go into that level of detail.
I would just add sort of the important level of details. There was litigation and there was a stipulated settlement agreement that obligated both sides to do all this. So this,
okay,
we're to the point where we have this site plan review because all the steps were reviewed. There was county oversight of the, what do you want to call it? I guess the cleaning up of
removal
the site.
Of,
yeah, the removal of stuff, where we had constables out there. We had actually the other county attorneys out there. We had county administration out there. We were actually doing drone overflights with the counties. Sussex County won, I guess, I'd say.
Sussex County.
I don't know. Anyways, there was a lot of monitoring that was going on to make sure that everything was brought to the stage where it is today. And this is sort of the next step in that process.
Well, great. I mean, I think it's a great idea. It's just, it was looking like we weren't getting there. But all right, then. Does anybody have any other questions?
No, thank you.
Then I will make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Blessings Greenhouses and Compost Facility, Inc., with a final to be here.
Be brought back to the commission.
Be brought back to the commission.
Yep. Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Blessings Greenhouse and Compost Facility, Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Actually, that's how it works unless we say otherwise. So that's why I didn't put that in the, like that comment in the motion. Just didn't want you to think I forgot.
No,
so it's all good.
I don't ever think you forget anything. Your brain's.
Yeah, it'll have to come back unless we say otherwise.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so. All right, our next item is site plan number 21-41 Ocean Park, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of three commercial buildings for 30,000 square feet of office space and 7,700 square feet of restaurant space. The parcels total 5.482 acres, more or less, and they are located on the southwest corner of the intersection of Cedar Grove Road, Sussex County Road 283, and Plantations Road, Sussex County Road 275. The applicant requests relief to allow parking in the front yard setback. The applicant has also indicated that the two parcels will be combined prior to the submission of a final site plan. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 12, Parcel 50, and 51. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the zoning district is C2 medium commercial. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay. This is when we didn't have we didn't have a map on this one, right?
And that's my question for staff, actually. If the plan has not been included in commission's paperless packet, we'll have to bring it back. So I'm just checking out electronic folder now. So if it was not in your paperless packet.
Okay, I thought maybe I was missing something. Okay, great.
Then it'll need to come back.
Yep. My suggestion, Mr. Chairman, is that we just ask the commission not to act on it, and we'll bring it back in 2 weeks. So my apologies.
All right.
So.
Do you want?
Yeah, just table it.
Do we need a motion to table, or can we just table?
Make a motion to table.
Let's do it. Okay.
The, Ocean Park, S2141.
A second.
Moved and seconded to table site plan 21-41 Ocean Park. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is site plan 22-07, the Cottages of Rehoboth, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the creation of five single-family detached condominiums to include three 960 square foot dwellings and two 1,116 square foot dwellings, parking, and other site improvements. The parcels consist of approximately half an acre and are located on the northwest side of Rehoboth Avenue Extended, Route 1A. The applicant requests relief to allow parking in the front yard setback. Otherwise, the revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcels are District 334, map 13.20, parcel 108 and 109. The zoning district is C1 general commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Do they have enough parking in this one?
Just in total.
Just in total, yeah. I mean, they have five places, nine parking places. One of them is handicap.
If I can assist, so.
I mean, I know where, I certainly know that. I mean, I drove past this spot today. It's almost a dead end where it goes to, so I don't have so much trouble with it being in the front yard setback as far as the roads, but I just don't think there's enough spaces there.
So based on the number of spaces, they technically meet the numerical requirement, but it's to the commission to decide based on the arrangement and where they are, and so if there's a concern there.
I mean, if you look at it, they one of those spaces is handicap parking, so that means there's really only 1 1/4 spaces for everybody. So what are your thoughts?
Didn't you say it meets the parking space requirement?
Technically it meets it, yeah, but because it says they have 10 spaces. But one of those spaces says a turnaround for trucks, and the other one says it's handicap parking.
Are they allowed to count those?
Well, you
the
count
numbers?
The handicap space, but
yeah, but the turnaround.
Yeah, you wouldn't count that.
Well, you wouldn't count that. No. It either would have to be.
But then maybe they haven't met their requirements.
Well, no, it looks like there's 10 plus 10. The truck turnaround.
Correct.
So there's a truck turnaround, a handicap space, and 9 other spaces. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, technically, that's they conform to the ordinance. Yeah.
There's no other place to park there. I mean, you can't park on the street outside. All right, well, I mean, once again, that's the ordinance.
Yep.
So then, yes, I'll make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for S2207, the cottages of Rehoboth.
Second.
You want final by the staff, or do you want it to come back?
Sure, staff can do it. What the heck?
I second it.
And moved and seconded to approve site plan 22-07, the Cottages of Rehoboth, as a revised preliminary site plan with final site plan approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 22-08, Bethany Bay Brewing Company, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for an existing site to be used as a microbrewery. The project consists of interior remodel of the existing building and the addition of a 48-foot by 26-foot crushed gravel fenced-in area for outdoor use. Conditional use 2282 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 1st, 2022, through ordinance number 2828. The parcel consists of 2.53 acres, more or less, and is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of Cedar Neck Road, Sussex County Road 357, and Hickman Road, Sussex County Road 359. The applicant does request relief to allow parking within the front yard setback. Otherwise, the revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 27. The zoning district is C1 general commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Any questions, comments? Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to S2208 Bethany Bay Brewing Company, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 22-08 Bethany Bay Brewing Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Just in case there's anyone here, the next item on our list, the subdivision 2020-11 Cardinal Grove amenities plan, was removed. So if there's anybody here for that, we will not be heard this evening. The next item is lands of Michael and Lori Short, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 82.19 acre plus or minus parcel of land into two lots plus residual lands, with two existing lots to be reconfigured and reassembled, shown on the plans as lots number 1 and 2. The lots will have access off of the existing Fernwood Lane via an existing 60-foot wide right-of-way. Proposed and reconfigured lot 1 consists of 5.625 acres plus or minus. Proposed and reconfigured lot 2 consists of 11.88 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot 3 consists of 9.76 acres plus or minus. And proposed lot 4 consists of 9.76 acres plus or minus, with the residual lands consisting of 47.82 acres plus or minus. The properties are located on the east side of Airport Road, Sussex County Road 494. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. It is tax parcel District 432, map 7.00, parcel 25.12. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Michael and Laura Short, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Michael and Lori Short, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, our next item is lands of O'Neill and Krause, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 22.00 acre plus or minus parcel of land into two lots and residual lands off a proposed 50-foot ingress-egress easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1.596 acres plus or minus. Lot 2 consists of 1.759 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands consist of 19.323 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the southwest side of Deep Branch Road, Sussex County Road 315. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, map 14.00, parcel 14.02. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of O'Neill and Krause, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of O'Neill and Krause. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, on to old business. We actually have 11.